USA News, I'm John Schaefer with breaking news at this hour. Singer Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. She died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness. Turner was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review from 1960 to 1976. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to formally announce his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president this evening on Twitter. Former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says it's going to be a tough road for DeSantis.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
DeSantis is expected to make his announcement during a live appearance on Twitter with Elon Musk by his side. President Biden, along with First Lady Jill Biden, are commemorating the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Biden calls it a tragedy and is again urging Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. 19 children and two teachers were killed. A former constitutional law professor, who's now a member of Congress, says President Biden invoking the 14th Amendment to prevent a U.S. default is easy, since the Constitution says the U.S. cannot default.
The president must continue to pay the Social Security and Medicare recipients. He's got to pay the bondholders of the United States. He's got to pay the veterans.
Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin says any Republicans who would sue to stop Biden would have to prove standing, meaning that they've been harmed by the United States paying its bills. Even though he says both sides are still far apart, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy does expect Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Congress needs to raise the ceiling by June 1st to avoid default. And the number of Americans who own stock is at a 15-year high. New Gallup survey found 61% of Americans have money in the stock market. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is not joining the calls for Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign from office. Many Democrats have urged the 89-year-old to step down due to ongoing health issues that are making it difficult for her to do her job. In an interview in Time magazine, Clinton said Republicans wouldn't agree to appointing a Democrat replacement for Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee, and that would prevent Democrats from approving President Biden's judicial nominees. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end.
The streaming company began emailing customers who have been sharing their account outside of their household Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options: transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside of their household for about $8 a month. Netflix noted that subscribers in the same household will still be able to stream wherever they are, including at hotels and vacation homes. I'm Skip Kelly.
NBA star Steph Curry is teaming up with a Kentucky distillery to launch his own brand of alcohol. It's called Gentleman's Cut Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and it will be distilled, aged, and bottled at Game Change Distillery. Curry is a four-time NBA champion. The Dallas Stars are apologizing for the actions of their fans during last night's Western Conference final game. Drinks and food were thrown onto the ice during the game against Las Vegas. In a statement, the Stars say that the actions of a few fans do not represent the city or organization. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.